We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, we've got an election coming up in November. I know you had blissfully forgotten about that, right? No, well, we've got an election, and there are many people who are being told if they are going to vote for President Trump, well, you know, they're clearly bad people. They would be bigots or racist or haters or what have you. They wouldn't be folks who care about some segments of our society or certain people in our society. And I think there are a lot of people who are sitting off to the sideline who simply have said, you know what, I'm just not interested in having this discussion. I know how I'm going to vote. I know what the economy has done up until this CoronaCon happened. And I'm just gonna wait for the opportunity to go into the voting booth and cast my ballot in November. And until that time, I don't really want to have a discussion about it. Well, I tell you, there are other folks, including Vernon Robinson III and Bruce Eberle, who have written a great book. It's called "Coming Home: How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump." They don't have any problem at all stepping up to the plate to discuss this. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. This is Bruce.
Bruce, good to have you here. Vernon, pipe up a little bit, will you, my friend?
Hey, Jeff, I'm here. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. It is my pleasure. I'm going to leave it up to you gentlemen to decide who wants to take the first question, but what was it that motivated you to put together this book, Coming Home?
Well, I was interested in pursuing it with Bruce because I run a super PAC, which is Black Americans to Re-Elect the President, and I thought it would be interesting to find out, well, exactly how did black folk become Democrats, and what does that instruct us on how to reverse the process, at least enough to save the Republic in November and re-elect Trump. So, and it was a very interesting inquiry. Because we found that the GOP had the moral high ground once upon a time and lost it 71 years later when Herbert Hoover decided to have a lily-white Republican Party, and the Roosevelt people had a very tough political question to answer. How are we going to get the 6 million black voters, or our share of the 6 million black voters that are leaving the South? They weren't voters in the South, but they were voters as soon as they got out of the South. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't sell the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, segregation, Jim Crow laws, and the Klan. Right. The folks like my mother and father knew the Democratic Party, and it was not a very good one. So they hit on the strategy of selling Roosevelt and Mrs. Roosevelt, doing many of the things that Republicans used to do before Herbert Hoover, and did a fair job in 32, and then got 76% of the vote in 36, 6%, 76% of the black vote in 36, according to Gallup, that had gone into business the year before. And but black voters did not self-identify in a majority as Democrats until 48. And so it's very much different from the narrative that most folks think, that it was Goldwater's defeat that cause the problem? It did cause a problem. The problem is the Republicans gave up trying to communicate with black voters. And as your listeners know, no one has ever sold anything, except for maybe Amazon, without asking for the order. And the GOP has not asked for the order from black voters for 56 years. The only person who made any significant effort was Donald J. Trump's campaign in 2016. The Trump Republican Party, and we say this deliberately, because the party of Bob Dole, Mitt Romney, the Bushes, and McCain is dead. Donald Trump killed it. So that party has won back the moral high ground on a wide range of issues, and we can talk about those issues if you like.
Yeah, I want to talk about those issues, and I am fascinated as we talk about this evolution of the Republican Party being embraced by and then maybe being placed at hand's length or arm's length by black Americans. And you say that now with the election of President Trump, that really has started to turn the corner. Is that related to President Trump standing up and saying, hey, you got to give me a chance, right? What have you got to lose?
I think that, this is Bruce, and I think that's the case. Basically, when Vern and I were really motivated to write this book, because as we began to read history, we found out that most of the narratives that you hear today simply aren't true, such as Richard Nixon's Southern strategy, which was turned out not to have anything to do with race whatsoever. And in fact, when Nixon took over, the White House was elected in 1968. It turns out that while Ike had done a few things and at the end of his campaign to integrate the schools in the South, LBJ had done nothing. LBJ had done zero. So when Richard Nixon got there, only 5% of the schools in the South were integrated. After his first four-year term, 95% of the schools in the South were integrated. That's how forcefully Nixon implemented desegregation in the South. And to hear it told today, Nixon was a racist. And there's just so many stories like that, and even down to talking about how baseball was integrated. It wasn't, you would think, well, it must have been done by a bunch of Democrats. No, it was done by two Republicans. It was done by Jackie Robinson, of course, and Branch Rickey. And they did that. So there's just so many things. And baseball sounds like a meaningless small potatoes, but in those days, it was by far the overwhelming sport in America. And it had a huge impact. In fact, Dr. King said, I couldn't have done what I did if it hadn't been for Jackie Robinson. So there are so many stories that have not been told or been told incorrectly. And as Vernon alluded to, the whole issue of segregation was a progressive idea, the idea that black Americans were inferior to white Americans and therefore they needed to be segregated from white Americans. It wasn't conservatives, it was leftists that created segregation and then spread it all across the land. That's sort of why we wanted to write the book, as well as to talk about Goldwater and LBJ and how the irony of it was that LBJ was a lifelong racist until the day he died, whereas Goldwater had done so many things on his own, desegregating the lunch counters in Phoenix, donating to the battle to desegregate the Phoenix schools when he was a city councilman, and most of all, I guess, when he came to Washington, D.C. as a senator, his aide, Catherine Maxwell, was a African-American, and she went down to eat in the Senate cafeteria and was refused. And Goldwater, through his efforts, then desegregated that cafeteria permanently for all African-Americans. And there were so many other things that Goldwater did. But to tell the story today, Goldwater was a racist, and Johnson was this great civil rights person. It was the exact opposite of the truth. But anyway, today there's a huge story going on about with the natural, there's a new movement of black Americans over to the Republican Party, over to Donald Trump, and it's a reverse of 1936.
Two gentlemen joining us this afternoon, Vernon Robinson III and Bruce Eberle. They are authors of a book called Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. Gentlemen, one of the things that occurs to me, and you've both alluded to it now with the Goldwater issues, the Johnson issues, the Nixon issues, Conservatives in general, I think we look at the world as people who do things or don't do things, and people who want to do things and don't want to do things. I don't know very many folks on the conservative side of the aisle who put people in the little identity politics box. Well, I've got one black person, I've got one Asian person, I've got one Jewish person. We see people who either want to be part of what we're doing or not part of what we're doing, and I think we're okay either way. And then I think for black Americans, and you gentlemen obviously can speak much clearer to that than I can, when you stand up and say, wait a minute, I am a conservative, I am a Republican, immediately then you get the barrage of sellout and nasty names and all sorts of verbal assaults. I mean, am I seeing this correctly?
Well, I mean, I'm 6'4", over 300 pounds, so nobody does that to my face.
Well,
and, you know, if you're going to be in politics, you know, I was an elected official for 8 years. You have to have a thick skin. And, you know, I give as well as I get.
Okay.
You know, there are folks who do that. But the problem that the Democratic Party has on a strategic level is that it has to get 90% of the black vote and it has to have a high turnout. Mm-hmm. If either the turnout goes down or a Democrat gets 89% in the South, then that guy's toast. If it gets down to 85%, not only is he toast, but there's a lot of Democrats who are going to get roasted. So the Democratic Party is not strong in the black community. They're over-dependent on the black community and over-dependent on huge majorities. And those majorities may not be there for them for a variety of reasons. The policy reasons are that the Democratic Party has gone off a cliff. The Democratic Party only is able to get black voters because the Republican Party does not communicate with them.
Yes.
And hasn't done so for 56 years, so that the GOP brand has been largely destroyed, that most black voters believe that good things are done by Democrats and bad things are done by Republicans because the Democrats have run terrorist ads for 50 years saying, my favorite one is the one in Missouri in 2000, where they said, vote Democratic or another black church will be bombed, conflating Dynamite Bob Chambliss and his buddies, Democrat terrorists in the South who blew up the 16th Street Baptist Church and killed the four little girls in Alabama with Republican federal candidates, candidates for federal office. So the impact of that over time is the destruction of the GOP brand. And the Democrats are not going to get on the radio and say, hey, guess what? We support Planned Parenthood and killing 21 million black babies since Roe v. Wade in America's hidden Holocaust. They're not going to run ads like that. They're not going to say, we support standing in the schoolhouse door to deny you educational justice scholarships. They're going to say, Republicans want to kill your mom and your dog, and the Republicans aren't going to say anything. So that is
so,
the
so how are
challenge.
Black Americans, let's take the line in the book, how are black Americans now going to be responsible for helping to reelect President Trump?
Well, the answer to that really is that what I will say that Van Jones understands this, and that is you don't have to win, as Vernon said, 50% of the black vote or even 40% of the black vote or even 30. If you win 20 to 25% of the black vote, you have taken the edge away completely from the Democrats, and it almost guarantees a victory for any Republican candidate that wins that 20 to 25% of the black vote. So that's all you're really shooting for. And as we point out in the book, Coming Home, in Pennsylvania in 2016, because of radio ads run by organizations we were affiliated with and so on and so forth, and because of other efforts, Donald Trump won 21% of the black vote in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania in 2016.
Wow. And, or better.
Yeah.
Or better. Yeah, and so or better. So, and today there was a recent poll by Rasmussen showing, came out after, about 10 days after the George Floyd terrible murder, that showed that black Americans had increased their support of Trump.
and it had gone up to 41% said they were now going to vote for Trump. We don't think Donald Trump will get 40%, but we do think he's going to get 20 to 25%. If he does that, it will be black Americans that elect Donald Trump in 2020.
Gentlemen, we are out of time, but I want folks to get the book. What's the best way for them to do that?
Go to Amazon, and you can get the book there. Coming Home is the name of the book. And if you go to Barnes & Noble online, you can do the same thing. And as Vernon says, if you go to the bookstore, you can ask them to order it because they won't stock it because they're liberals. But if you go to Amazon, if you go to Barnes & Noble online, it's easy to purchase a copy.
I love it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to chatting again long before November rolls around. That's Vernon Robinson III, Bruce Eberle. They are co-authors on a wonderful book. It's called Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Reelect Trump. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.